have a listener on the phone named Asher, who is actually a seat filler. And you know what seat filler is, when someone gets up to either present or to win an award and goes whisked backstage to the press and everything, that someone has to sit down because the cameras do not want to see any empty seats in the auditorium. So we have seat fillers. You know, Kramer did it at the Tonys on Seinfeld. and so our listener here, Asher, was actually a seat filler at last night's Emmy Awards. And let's say hello to Asher. Hi, Asher.
Hey, Nick.
How are you?
Doing great. And it's funny you mentioned the Kramer comparison, because I was actually sitting next to Alec Berg.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So did you take Hader's seat when he won?
Well, okay, so normally with this type of thing, it's musical chairs, so you're going to move around a lot during the night.
Yeah.
Before the show, I was sat third row center, and nobody showed up the entire night. So I had that seat for the entire show.
Oh, wow.
Which was kind of crazy. So, yes, Bill Hader was three seats to my left. Mm-hmm. He seemed genuinely shocked. One of your favorite new SNL cast members was two seats to my right, and Heidi.
Oh, man. I love me some Heidi Gardner.
I know. I thought of you when I was sitting there. I'm like, wow, Nick would really appreciate this.
Oh, man, that's awesome. So let me ask you this. Let's get back. Now, you've done this before. How does one get involved in seat filling? How does that work out?
Sure. So you can just Google it and you can apply. And really, it's kind of a lottery. For the Emmys, there's a background check, so you need to pass that. And then once you get into the show, it's kind of the luck of the draw. So they seat you somewhere. And this is extremely rare that I got to spend the entire night in the same seat. I don't know whose seat it was. I don't know who didn't show up. But that's pretty much the gig. You have to pay your own way to get out there. They don't pay you to do that. But if you're lucky like me, you get a third row center seat for the Emmys for the entire night for free.
That's pretty amazing. Well, tell me about it from your point of view. Tell me about the show from your point of view, Asher. You were there.
Sure. Thanks. Well, you know, I didn't get to hear a lot of you talking with Dan, so forgive me, but I did pick up on you talking about RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
So I will tell you that Leslie Jones literally blew out my eardrum at her excitement of that award.
Yeah.
And, okay, so she was very excited.
Very excited. Well, let me ask you this. What about the proposal, the marriage proposal? How would that go over in the auditorium? Because it was pretty amazing watching it on TV.
It was pretty spectacular. I think a lot of people teared up at that. But it's funny, though, because people, you know, Hollywood people are cynical. So after they went to commercial, we're like, camera hog.
Wow. Okay. What were some of your favorite moments of the evening, Asher?
You know, to me, Bill Hader looked genuinely shocked that he won for Barry. And I thought it was well-deserved. I love that show. I thought he had a great performance all season.
Yep.
And then, you know, things that you didn't see in the commercial break, people like Lorne Michaels, Tina Fey going up to him and congratulating him. So it was kind of like the SNL alums all going over and paying respect.
Yeah.
And I think Henry Winkler owned the room.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody wanted to talk to Henry Winkler.
Yeah.
And whether you were, a young actor or an old actor, everyone wanted to talk to him. The probably maybe the funniest thing I saw, and forgive me because I don't watch Stranger Things, I know one of the kids from Stranger Things,
mm-hmm.
Had a very involved conversation with Donald Glover, which was, he hugged Donald Glover at least 6 to 7 times during a commercial.
Wow.
And there were secret handshakes and high fives, and this kid was super into Donald Glover.
Well, let me ask you this. Speaking of Donald Glover, there was an episode this past season of Atlanta called Teddy...
of course.
Yeah, Teddy Perkins. Yeah. And Teddy Perkins was sitting there in the front row. And a lot of people are trying to speculate as to who it is. And a lot of people are saying it might have been Lakeith Stanfield in the makeup. Any ideas? Because you were there.
Well, so in the episode itself, Donald Glover is Teddy Perkins,
right.
Correct?
Right, yes. It's Donald Glover, yes.
Okay. So we know from tonight, and again, forgive me because I didn't see the telecast, we know whoever showed up as Teddy Perkins is not Donald Glover.
Right. Right.
Okay. But I have no idea who it was, but whoever showed up and sat there for the best actor for a comedy.
Yeah.
I thought, I had no idea, because Donald Glover had not shown his face to that point. I thought it was Donald Glover dressed as Teddy Perkins.
That's what I thought, too, when I was watching it on TV. And they didn't get a lot of shots of him, just brief, quick shots, because clearly the director and the crew at the Emmys don't know what the hell Teddy Perkins is. And just
sure.
Thought it was just some weirdo sitting in the front row. But, yeah, and I thought it was Glover, too. But then when Hader won... And he went over and he hugged Teddy Perkins, which I thought was hilarious. All of the now on the internet, the thing is that like the guy, whoever was in the Teddy Perkins makeup, was much taller than Donald Glover and actually taller than Hader. And so people are now going,
not taller than Hader. Whoever showed up as Teddy Perkins was definitely taller than Donald Glover.
Yeah,
but the kind of interesting thing was that I mean the whole. The screwing with the audience thing was that neither of them showed their face until that category.
Yeah.
So neither of them appeared, so you had no idea who was who.
Right. That's hilarious. That is so funny. And I guess we'll never figure it out, but well, I'm sure it'll come to light at some point. But the other thing is that that Lakeith Stanfield was at the red carpet. So he made an appearance at the red carpet, but he was not. You know, did you see him in the auditorium? Because everybody said that he wasn't seen in the auditorium. That's why people are led to believe that he was in the Teddy Perkins makeup.
I saw him pre-show before the telecast.
Yeah.
I did not see him during the telecast.
Okay,
but I would think based on that job, that would take hours and hours and hours to perfect.
Yeah,
and I saw him maybe 30 to 45 minutes before the telecast.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll find what that made. That's a mystery that needs to be solved. So, so overall, how did you feel about the show itself?
I heard you talking with Dan. I mean, I kind of like the pacing. I like the way they introduced the categories and then brought on the presenters.
Yeah.
I think in the room it played really well. I think the one thing that didn't play well, and I love them, so I'm not. This is not a criticism. I think Fred Armisen and Maya Rudolph didn't play well in the room.
It didn't play well on TV either.
Oh, okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, no, it was not good. It was not good at all. You were there. And how many award shows have you done this for?
This is my fourth.
Your fourth. What were the other ones that you did?
I've done a couple Grammys and a People's Choice.
And a People's Choice, okay. Now, let me ask you this, another question. Do you have to provide your own tux and suit? You got to go get that stuff yourself?
Oh, no, they're not paying for that. Are you kidding me? No, you've got to do your... No, please, Nick, come on.
Okay, all right.
No.
Okay. All right. So, and then how does the evening end for you? What happens? I mean, you said, you know, like it was very unusual last night. You sat in one seat for virtually the entire show. You were in the third row center. What happens afterwards?
So afterwards, it's basically a free-for-all, and a lot of people are doing selfies and that type of thing. That's kind of not my thing, but just to give you the layout of where my section was. So again, Bill Hader was three seats to the left. The entire cast of SNL was, well, most of it was to my right. Somebody brought a flask. I'm not going to tell you who that is, but it was, they were enjoying themselves, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Most of them were directly to my right. Tiffany Haddish was one row and one seat to the right in front. Two rows in front of me was Elizabeth Moss, and I had no idea they're doing a movie together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think it's called The Kitchen, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds right. Yeah. And then Claire Foy was two rows in front and two seats to the left. And then the section over was Leslie Jones, A.D. Bryant, Kate McKinnon. Henry Winkler was right behind them. And then Abby and Alana from Broad City were right there. So I think we hit the comedy.
You were in the heart of comedy right there. You were sitting smack dab in the middle of some comedy right there.
Yeah, it was. And the really interesting thing to see is, and I mean, again, these are all world-class award-winning actors and actresses. They genuinely seem surprised and touched to be honored for the work.
Yeah. All right, very cool. Well, listen, Asher, I appreciate you calling in, man, and it gives us a great little different point of view for watching the award shows, and I appreciate it. You plan on doing another seat filler gig? Because, you know, award season is coming up.
You know, honestly, Nick, I mean, this was the perfect occasion, so this was perfect, and I you can't top tonight, so yeah. I wouldn't do it again. But if I may, because forgive me, because I didn't get to hear you before. I mean, did you like the show? Not like the show? What was your overall impression?
Mixed overall. I think okay. I thought the writing was weak. I don't think Jost and Che did a great job. And it was clearly, obviously produced by Lorne Michaels because I've never seen a more SNL heavy Emmy Awards in my life, whether it be current SNL cast members or past SNL cast members or SNL hosts.
We all kind of thought it was interesting that Keenan did the last award, and I love Keenan, but it didn't seem like it didn't seem like a best drama award.
Dan and I talked about that at length, that we both absolutely adore Keenan Thompson, but best drama, the big award at the end goes to Keenan? Just seemed a little weird. But overall, I didn't think it was such a great broadcast, but I will say this, it came in time. So that's...
You know what? We were all hungry. We were all thirsty. So, you know, when you do this gig, you can't move for 3 hours, so we were all very glad it ended at exactly 8 o'clock Pacific.
Exactly. Well, listen, Asher, thank you so much for calling in, man. It was great to hear it from your point of view.
Hey, thanks, Nick. Always a pleasure.
Okay, buddy. Take care. There you go. There's Asher. He's a seat filler, and he was at last night's Emmys and got to sit two seats away from Heidi Gardner. All right. We're going to break. If you want to jump in here with your thoughts on last night's Emmys, the winners, the losers, the show, 312-981-7.